We're joined in our remaining time by Dr. John Goodman. He is a gentleman who is with an organization that I don't know if you could characterize it as left or right, because on some issues the Independent Institute veers left, some it veers right. But John Goodman has been a student of the effects of the Affordable Care Act. Next month will be 11 years. His articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, Investors, Business Daily, USA Today, Forbes, National Review, Health Affairs, and many other publications. What's your take on 11 years of so-called Obamacare, John Goodman?
Well, it desperately needs to be reformed. And I think the big mistake that Republicans made is they kept talking about repealing it. And my argument to them all along was, no, keep the money. The Democrats have put money that we need to reform health care, but do it in a way that empowers people and relies on markets instead of having a government-regulated system that is not working. You know, since it started, the premiums have doubled. The typical deductible is three times what it would be in an employer plan. And there's been a race to the bottom. In terms of the coverage you get, in most places you can't see the best doctors and you can't get into the best hospitals.
Well, I recall when it was passed, then Congressman Bill Cassidy was on this show in our studio, and he noted correctly that the price of health care had gone up 17% in the year before Obamacare was passed. So it's not like we had a system that was in perfect place before Obamacare, and now more people are insured, but you were saying there's some severe flaws. What are the most basic flaws that you see, John?
Well, one reason why the prices keep rising is because the rest of the healthcare system dumps its sick people into this market. So if you get too sick to work, you go to the individual market. If cities and counties run out of money for their retirees, they send them to this market. And the market isn't getting any extra money. So we're sending healthcare problems to a market that only consists of 5% of the population. And then we have rules that are perverse. On the buyer side, you can stay uninsured until you get sick, and then you can sign up. And on the seller side, they're trying to attract the healthy and avoid the sick. And here in Dallas, you can't find individual insurance that will get you into UT Southwestern, which is probably the best medical research facility in the whole world. You can't get in. MD Anderson down in Houston, one of the great cancer centers, you can't get in there. And you find this all over the country, that the best doctors and the best hospitals are not in Obamacare.
Some of these people who now are insured, though, with pre-existing conditions, would they have been left in the lurch if not for the Affordable Care Act?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Now, here in Texas, before there was Obamacare, let's say you had cancer and you just denied insurance. Didn't happen very often, but sometimes it did. You would go into the Texas risk pool. You would have paid a higher premium, but it would have been a Blue Cross plan. You could have gone to any doctor. You could have gone to any hospital, and the deductible would have been reasonable. So I would say for many, many people with a pre-existing condition, things have gotten worse, not better.
We're visiting with Dr. John C. Goodman. His book is New Way to Care, Social Protections That Put Families First, and he believes that the Affordable Care Act is a mixed review, if at all. I think you're saying that it's not worked nearly as well as some have said it is, and some, of course, hoped it would work better. There have been obstacles. As you say, the Republicans, they've spent 11 years trying to kill it. If they'd spent 11 years trying to tweak it, would we be in a better situation?
Absolutely, and you brought up Senator Cassidy earlier. I don't know if you know this, but I put together a healthcare reform bill with Senator Cassidy that would reform the entire healthcare system. And what we proposed to do was to take all of the tax subsidies and all the spending subsidies and divide it up and give every American a tax credit, and then let the health plans compete to see what they can provide. But that would have been fair. it would have treated everybody the same way, and we would allow the market to solve our problems.
Well, it would be better if both parties worked together, that's for sure. I don't think there's any doubt on that. But more than 20 million people, I believe, are insured who were not before. And in Louisiana, with our poor population, that's a number that on a percentage basis is higher here than probably in any other state. What about the people who do have insurance who did not before? Has that been a success?
Well, it's mainly public insurance. The number of people with private insurance really hasn't increased. So the
but it is insurance. They do have a safeguard now.
They do. But what's happening in the private sector is the employers are cutting back, so people are losing insurance at work. They're going to the individual market. They're getting inferior insurance in that market. And then the public insurance we're talking about is really Medicaid. And one way to think about Obamacare, by the way, is increasingly just like Medicaid with a high deductible. It's many doctors won't take the patients, and the doctors that do take, you're the last in line if there's waiting. And our idea, the Cassidy idea, was no, let's give everybody a sum of money, and let's get the advantage of market competition.
Well, Dr. Goodman, we look forward to talking with you. You're obviously an authority on this, and I think you have some ideas that are worthy of expression on our show. The book is New Way to Care from Dr. John Goodman, and we thank you for joining us. Signature support is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and from Vantage Health Plan. For Matt Doyle, Lloyd Wills, Greg Bowser, and John Goodman, I'm Jim Inkster. Stay tuned.